Let's pray in tongues for some time. Shabarapa karasike tele baratala sikere ba. Riboko so brahante leke rese bratala kara. Shabarike tele kere bo shikaraba. Redele bo so brahatala karate leke shatara. Sibro koso pronto loco so brakatele. Sikarada la karata shakaraba kara. Shabari ke tele ke se pranto sobro koso koro. Reba ba 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 ba. Siboro so koro so toro so koro shabara katele. Sikro do se barata la shatara barana. Shabara katara se kere bo koro so koro. This moment we're going to do something called as the Yahweh Breath Meditation. And this meditation is, we meditate on the name of God, the character of God, and we completely get possessed by God in our life, by the character of God in our life. We get possessed by the character of God. Many a times people focus on the demons and demonic, and because they focus on the demonic, they get possessed by the demons. But in this meditation, we're going to be completely possessed by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself. So, the name that was revealed to the Jews, to the Hebrew people, was Yahweh. And this is how they would do the meditation. And they would pray by breathing the name of God. So this is how they would do. You breathe in the Yah and breathe out the way. Before we do this, let's understand. Breath means the Spirit of God. When Adam was created, the Bible says God breathed His breath into his nostril. If we stop the breath for some time, we can lose life. Just being aware of that breath, that God and His Spirit is in this breath. Is enough as a prayer. I want you to understand. The breath goes into the lungs. The oxygen goes into from your lungs to your blood. From the blood it goes to every cell of your body. And every cell of your body receives that breath. In other words, if you consciously breathe in the name of God, every cell of your body will carry the name of God. So we're going to do this right now. And I want you to just realize and say to yourself during this time of prayer, I am going to be possessed by God. Every cell of my body is going to be possessed by God. Every organ of my body is going to be possessed by God. We're going to have 7 Yahweh breath meditation. First one. Along with me, please. Breathe in from your mouth and breathe out from your mouth. Just feel God in every cell of your body, in every organ of your body, in your hair follicles, to the sole of your feet. It's only Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. The next, we gotta embody the healing of God. God as healer. Jehovah Rapha. So we gotta breathe Jehovah in, hold the breath. Breathe out Rapha. Completely feel the healing nature and character of God in your body, throughout your body. Just be one with that name and the nature and character of God. He is God the healer. This breath carries the healing of God. Healing into your entire body. I want you to say and believe, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am God the healer. The next one is Jehovah Ire, meaning God the provider. Everything that you need in your life, is provided to you by God. You are God the provider. Breathe in. The next one is Yehovah Shalom. Shalom means peace, fulfillment, and fullness. You're going to experience the peace and fullness and fulfillment of God in your life. As you breathe in and breathe out, just feel the Shalom of God in you, in your family, in your finances, in your career, in every situation of your life. Just feel the Spirit of God in every breath that you take is moving inside of you, out of you, completely enveloping you from the top of your head to the very sole of your feet. Just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22 says, "Now you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. In the midst of myriads and myriads of angels, you are come to the new Jerusalem." Just be aware and understand and realize the truth. And the truth is, all the saints, all the angels are in this place. They are with you. They are side of you. They are along with you. They are around you. Just be aware. Be conscious of the reality that you are in. This is your reality. This is the truth. With your mind's eye, I want you to see the angels, the saints. If you can't see, just feel their presence. This is the truth. Let the angels start moving in your life, in my life. Let them start working right now. I just want you to be aware of the angelic assistance that is released in your life. Throughout this year 2020, God's angels and the cloud of witness have been with you, around you, supporting you, protecting you, guiding you and leading you. And this is a time we need to acknowledge, and we need to thank God for this angelic assistance. I want you to be very open and give gratitude to God with an open heart. Be very grateful for what God has done. Psalm 91 says, thousands may fall at your right, 10,000 at your left, but no harm shall come near you or your tent. His angels shall hold you so that you may not hit your foot against a stone. And truly this year, after all the destruction that we have seen and heard through our eyes and ears, God has protected us. And a real grateful heart opens up for more grace in our life. this moment. We're gonna tap into the four energy of four archangels. In the four directions of the earth. I want you to just focus and meditate on the direction of the east. And just be aware of Michael the Archangel. Sense the energy of Michael the Archangel. The angel is aggressive, carries a warrior spirit, strength like no other. The color is red. The element is fire. Michael the Archangel is standing before you. Where your attention goes, energy flows. If you're focused on him, his energy will flow in you, through you. The never giving up spirit. We're gonna breathe in and we're gonna say, Yod. As you see Michael, and as you tap into his energy field, I want you to experience the fire element coming and resting upon you and taking charge of you. Breathe in and along with me. Now, focus on the south direction. Here we focus on Gabriel. Gabriel is the angel to do with bringing message from God. The color is blue. The energy is calm and serene. The element is water. Just feel Gabriel holding water and pouring upon you and you getting baptized in that water. Try to see Gabriel how it looks like. presence of Gabriel. When Gabriel came to Mary, he says, "The Spirit of God shall overshadow you. Feel the Spirit overshadowing you. And the water completely baptizing you. Breathe in. Focus on the north direction. In the north direction, we have Raphael. The element is earth. And the characteristic of Raphael is to bring healing. Healing in your mind, body, and soul and spirit. The earth element is to give you stability in life, discipline and control. See yourself completely rooted in the earth. Remember, the color that is supposed to focus on is brown. Just feel yourself completely rooted on this earth and let the earth element align with you. Breathe in. Next, we're going to focus on the north direction. In the north, we have Uriel. Uriel has to do with the element of wind or the air. It has to do lots with your thought process, your mind, your thinking, and prophetic anointing. The color is fluorescent yellow. Just feel the energy and feel you being one with Uriel. Breathe in. Thank you. Breathe in now, and we're going to say Yo Deva Abhi. Breathe in. The east, not towards the south. Breathe in. Yo Devave. Not towards the west. Breathe in. Yo Devave. Towards the north. Breathe in. Yo focus on the 7 energy points of our body. Right from the root to the sacral, to the solar, to the heart, to the throat, to the third eye, and to the crown. Just balance our energy. Feel the Holy Spirit. Let's breathe in and breathe out and prepare for the next level of meditation. Just be conscious of your breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Just be conscious of the angelic around you. We're going to chant Kadosh 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 Adonai Shavuot, meaning Holy 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 Lord of Hosts. Holy 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 the Lord of Hosts. So in Hebrew it is Kadosh 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 Adonai Shavuot. Let's breathe in. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. And feel the angelic around you right now. When your feeling is important, emotions are important. Breathe in. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. Just feel the angels around you. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. Breathe in. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. Breathe in. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. Breathe in. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Shavuot. I want you to see the angelic. Completely be aware of the angelic around you. angels, say with me, angels before me. Angels behind me. Angels at my right. Angels at my left. Angels above me. Angels beneath me. Angels in my house. Just feel the presence. Angels at my workplace. Angels when I walk in. Angels when I walk out. Angels around my parents. Angels around my children. Angels around my near and dear ones. Angels around my friends. And angels against my enemies. Just be aware of the angelic right now. Just feel them. Feel them all around your house, all around your family, all around, everywhere. Be very conscious of the angelic in your life. Many a times we are conscious of demons, evil spirits. This is all about heaven consciousness. This is all about angel consciousness. This is being aware and focusing on heaven above and not on the evil. Shabakara bakara tara bakara tere Sibara bakara basatara kara shatara Reba karaba karatere se kerebo Shabar shadar katele kere se prokotoro Reba baba 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 Shadara kara. Now just focus on praying in tongues and just pray in tongues for some time. Come on, pray in tongues. Shabara bakara bakara talaba. Sibara bara bakara bakara setere bara. Sikere bakara satara katala. Shatara tere kelebo shabara kara. Re bakara seke tere sibara bakara. Lebo koro sobra hadara kara kara setere. Sibara baba 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 baba. Shabara kara bakara zatara kara zatara Reba kara shatara kara zatara Shabakara sekere bara 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 zatara Raba kara shikere tere zekere bukuru zokuru Shabara kara tala satara sekere bukuru. Thank you, Jesus. Reba tala kara shatara ba. Shabakara shikere bokoro zovoro zokoro Reba kara shatara zatara kara setele Sibara tara katara shatara kara Retere kere zekere basatara kara satara Reba rashatara kala shatara. Thank you, Lord. Reba kara seke tele bo shabara kate Reba kara kare seke reze kere bara shatara kara Raba kara seke tere boko shuturu kuru zebra talaba Reba kara seke reba kara ba Shabara kara ba kara ba shatara Shaba kara sekere kara zatara. Re ba 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 ba. Shadara kara zatara sekere bara ba ba. Spray le spray le spray re ba 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 ba. Shabara kara zatara sekere kara ba. Re ba kara sekere bara ba kara sekere ke. Shabara kara zatala kara sekere ba kara. Shabara bara kara zatara kara zakara te. Re ba 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 ba. Re ke te re bara ba shatara zatara kara zata. Re pe ke re bala shatara kare se te re. Jesus re ba 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 ba. Shaba kara ba shatara ba kara ba. Shaba kara zatara ba kara. Shabara bara bakara sekere 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 shabara baba baba baba. Now let's focus on our energy centers. The first one is called root chakra, the root energy center. It is exactly at the bottom of your spinal cord. Just want you to feel that area. I want you to feel the Holy Spirit in that area. This energy deals with your survival instinct, your groundedness, security, safety. If you feel insecure in your life, if you have anxiety in your life, if you have financial insecurity, all the time you're worried what is going to be your future, what is all going to happen next, how you're going to survive in this world. It's either because this energy is blocked or it has imbalance. So we're going to pray, release this Holy Spirit in that area and open up that area of our life where we have all insecurity and fear. Just bring to your mind any fear that you have. Any kind of fear that you go through, just bring it to your mind. Surrender them to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to work on that area of your life. So you got to hold your hands like this. Keep it on your lap. When you do that, it sends reflexes to your brain to activate that particular area. And now I want you to imagine, keep your feet completely on the ground. If you want to remove your shoes, you can remove, but just keep your feet on the ground and breathe in, breathe out, and feel there are roots coming to you from your feet, and these roots are going deep into the ground, very deep into the ground, very, very deep into the ground, and making you stable in your life, grounded in your life. I want you to realize the Bible says, those who are built on strong foundations, wind will come, rain will come, nothing will happen. Those who are built on the Word of God. Now I want you to realize the ground is the Word of God. Christ is on the in this earth. Christ is in that ground. And you being rooted into that ground and being one and stable with that ground. We're going to chant the pure sound that activates this energy center, and that is LAM, L-A-M. Also, I want you to see this energy center horizontally turning round and round, red color, turning round and round. As your roots are going deep into the ground, breathe in. And along with me, feel the Holy Spirit. Breathe in. Keep seeing the Holy Spirit working on that area. Isaiah chapter 11 speaks about the seven spirits of God. We connect the seven spirits to the seven energy centers of ourselves. Isaiah 11:2 states, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. One. The Spirit of wisdom. Two. And of understanding. Three. The Spirit of counsel. Four. Spirit of power. Five. The Spirit of knowledge. Six. And the Spirit of fear of the Lord, 7. Just release the Spirit of fear of the Lord. Not fear of men, not fear of situations, not fear of anything in this world, but fear of God over our root chakra. Not fear of finances, not fear of poverty, not fear of anything else, only fear of God. And awe of God. The root chakra connected only to the fear of the Lord, the spirit of fear of God. Focus on the root chakra, and just pray in tongues. Lepo ko shabakara barabakara sakara kara. Shabara ka tere kere ba 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 ba. Rabakara bakara shatara katara se kere ba ba ba. Shabara bara 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 bara. Ask the Lord to remove every kind of gluttony, overindulgence, storing of emotions. Just release it right now. Connected to the root chakra, we focus on Uriel. So just breathe in and say Uriel. Breathe in. Element is earth. Focus on the earth, being one with the earth. Next, we're going to focus on the sacral chakra. Before that, remember, the root chakra is all about I am. And we're going to do the affirmation for the root chakra. Which are very, very important. So along with me, breathe in and say with me, my root chakra is balanced. Breathe in. I am safe and grounded. I want you to feel and have the emotion and feeling. Breathe in. I feel protected in this world. Breathe in. I am at home wherever I am. Breathe in. All is well in my world. Breathe in. I deserve to be safe at all times. Breathe in. I have a right to be here. Breathe in. I am supported by Mother Earth. Breathe in. I am deeply rooted. Breathe in. I am connected to my body. Breathe in. I have everything I need. Breathing. I nurture my body with what I need to flourish. Breathing. I trust in the good of the world. Breathing. I release all my doubts and fear. Breathe in. With every breath, I release anxiety. Breathe in. I am at home in my body. breathe in, I am supported by those around me. Breathe in, I am all I need to be happy. Breathe in, I am worthy of love and care. Breathe in, I choose to trust the universe to guide me. Very good. Now we move on to the sacral chakra, the energy center which is in between your reproductive organs and your navel, your belly button, just below your navel area. Just feel this energy going horizontally round and round around that area. This has to do with your pleasure. Remember, as you do this meditation, healing is being released into your life. People having backbone, back issue. The reason you have back problem and back issue is because of insecurity, fear, and so when you pray and work on the meditation of the root chakra, healing starts happening into that area. Now, this one is to do with your sacral chakra. The energy is of water. The element is of water. The action is I feel. It's more about feeling. It's more about what you feel. This has to do with pleasure, procreation, intimacy, family relationships, sexuality. If you are a person who wants to escape things, who overindulges in materialistic things, you are a spendthrift, you want to spend things, you want to buy things, you are addicted to things, all your addiction, all your issues are connected to this kind of imbalance in this chakra or block in this chakra. Just ask the Holy Spirit to come and be released in this area. The spirit that is going to be released is the spirit of knowledge. The root was spirit of fear. Isaiah 11:2, the spirit of knowledge is going to come over this area. Just open yourself to the spirit of knowledge. The angel that we focus on is Archangel Gabriel. So I just want you to breathe in. Say with me, Gabriel. the mudra is you got to place your hand on your lap, right arm, left, right palm facing upward, resting on top of the left palm. You can check, see, looking. The color is like orange. And the sound, the pure sound is vem. So breathe in. We're gonna say the affirmations now. The affirmations are very important. Breathe in and say after me. I attract people who treat me with respect. Breathe in. I enjoy pleasure in all areas of my life. Breathe in. My emotions are free-flowing and balanced. Breathe in. I am a creative being. Breathe in. It is my birthright to receive pleasure. Breathe in. I honor the sacred body in which my soul resides. Breathe in. I welcome sensuality into my life. Breathe in. My intuitive senses are awakened. Breathe in. I embrace my vibrant sexuality. Breathe in. Creating art nourishes my soul and brings me joy. Breathe in. I am lovable and desirably being. Breathe in. I am comfortable in my body and I treat it with care. Breathe in. Sex is sacred and holy. Breathe in. I allow my creativity to flow through me freely. Breathe in. I receive pleasure and abundance with every breath I take. Breathe in. I let go of past feelings. Breathe in. I choose to feel joy and excitement. Breathe in. I am spontaneous and I allow my intuition to guide me. Breathe in. I feel safe. Breathe in. I breathe in powerful golden light. Very good. Just feel yourself completely soaked in water. You're getting into a river, completely inside a river. all your emotions, everything is completely in the river, fully soaked in river, soaked in that water. All your negative emotions are being washed away. You're free. You're cleansed by the word of God. The next one is the solar plexus. Solar plexus has to do with confidence, with willpower. Determination, strength. If you feel lazy, if you're always lazy, laid back, not hard working, this is the place where your energy is very low, imbalance or blocked. The spirit is we're going to release in this place, according to Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, is the spirit of might. Just pray for the spirit of might to get released in this place. The archangel is Raphael that we focus on. So breathe in, say with me, Raphael. It's more about healing. The action is I do. The element is fire. Just feel the fire around that place. Your hand position. It's going to be folded hands like this, exactly on your stomach. And the pure sound is going to be rum. Fold your hands like this, cross your thumbs. Breathe in. We're going to say the affirmation now. Just see the energy going round and round in a horizontal position. And say after me, breathe in. I make my own decisions with confidence and conviction. Breathe in. I give myself permission to be my authentic self. Breathe in. I use my power for good. Breathe in. I accept myself unconditionally. Breathe in. I forgive myself for past mistakes. Breathe in. I am motivated to pursue my purpose. Breathe in. I am comfortable with my power. Breathe in. I release the need to control. Breathe in. I am worthy and capable of achieving my dreams. Breathe in. I am ambitious and capable of whatever I desire. Breathe in. I choose inner peace and satisfaction daily. Breathe in. I have high self-esteem and believe I am valuable. Breathe in. I have a lot to offer to this world. Breathe in. I release myself from my past. Breathe in. I am worthy of the life I say I want. I say I want. Breathe in. I am confident in the universe. Breathe in. I am confident in my ability to succeed. Breathe in. Everything I need, I have within me. Breathe in. I choose the best for myself. Breathe in. I know exactly what I need to be my best self. I know exactly what I need to be my best self. The next is going to be, next we are going to focus on the heart chakra. So the hand position is going to be the right hand like this near the heart and the left hand on your knees. Look at the position. And the sound is yum. So breathe in. Yum. The element is air, the energy that we're focusing on is love. It has to deal with emotionality, relationships, connection, self-love. Thank you. compassion. If you feel you lack empathy, sympathy, resentment for, if you have resentment for others' happiness, judgmentalism, damaged self-esteem, inability to connect or trust people, then you have problem with this chakra. You need to work on it. The spirit that we're going to release, the spirit of God, according to Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, is the spirit of counsel. Just breathe in the spirit of counsel. The archangel that we focus on is Archangel Shamuel. So breathe in and with me, Shamuel. Very good. We're going to say the affirmations now. Remember, if you're feeling lonely, you hold grudges, unforgiveness, you have fear of relationships, fear of getting married, this is the place we got to work on. Repeat the affirmation after me. Say, I am worthy of purest love. I attract love towards me. I live in harmony with all other beings. I release and let go of all resentment. I forgive myself for my mistakes. There is infinite supply of love in my life. I am fully open to giving and receiving love. I love myself unconditionally. My heart is open. Love is my guiding truth and I follow it. I choose love every single day. I am united with all beings. My heart is free from past hurt. It is safe for me to love and be loved. I am grateful for all of my blessings. I create loving and supportive relationships. I choose to see myself and others in a compassionate light. In a compassionate light. My heart is filled with joy and gratitude. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. The next one is the throat chakra. And the throat chakra has to do with communication. If you have difficulty to talk or voice out your opinions, or you are over talkative, or you're abusive, or you're afraid to speak, is the place you need to work on. If you're holding unforgiveness, the energy of expression needs to work on this. And this has to do with I speak. The element is ether, space. The color is blue. Pure sound is hum. So what you got to do is your hand position is going to be like this. Okay. Near your stomach, hands by your stomach. I'm going to speak out hum, breathe in. Angel that we are focusing on is Archangel Zedekiel. Zedekiel. So breathe in. Focusing on the spirit of understanding. Just feel the Holy Spirit, the character of understanding coming on that area of your throat. Gonna do the affirmations. It has lots to do with speaking truth. If you have difficulty in speaking truth and standing for truth, if you have difficulties or you have a habit of lying all the time, really need to work and release the Spirit of God into this area. If you have thyroid problems, soreness in the throat, headaches, migraines, mouth ulcers, dental issues, healing of this energy center can work miracles for you. Let's do the affirmations. Breathe in. Say, I speak truth. I listen to truth. I am the pure eternal consciousness and bliss. Pure eternal consciousness and bliss. I trust others. I am not scared to speak my mind. My intention is always clear when I speak. My voice is clear and powerful. I feel compassion towards others. I don't engage in gossips and criticism. I am grounded. I am pure awareness. I have access to my higher self. I am open to receive messages from my angels. I am peaceful. I am full of creative ideas. I don't interrupt others while they speak. I am confident about myself. I have a sharp mind. What I do it with full conviction. I am honest and authentic in my speech and actions. The next one is the third eye chakra, and this is exactly in between your brow, almost towards your forehead. The color is purple, like indigo. Indigo is the color, and the position is like this. Just at the lower part of your chest. The sound, pure sound is Om. So breathe in. Very good. The angel that we are focusing is Angel Michael, the angel of protection, the spirit of God that we are focusing is the spirit of understanding, the spirit of wisdom. Now this area is where your dreams and visions come from, your perception, your intuition. If you are a person who is not sensitive to the spirit, to dreams, to visions, this is the area that we need to work on, to listen to the voice of God. The action is I see. The element is transcendent. Transcendent. The Bible says, when the Holy Spirit will come, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. You shall see dreams and visions. It speaks about this area, this energy center of yours. We're going to say the affirmations now along with me. Just feel the Holy Spirit at this area, this energy center. Say with me, I am wise, intuitive, and connected to my inner guidance. I trust my intuition. I seek to understand and learn from my life experiences. I am connected to my higher power. I am connected to wisdom of the universe. Every situation is an opportunity for growth. I am able to see and act in alignment with my divine purpose. I am able to see and act in alignment with my divine purpose. I open myself to new energy and experience. I am an observer of my life. I see and understand the big picture. My life moves effortlessly. My imagination is strong and powerful. I am the source of my truth. I live in alignment with my authentic self. I trust that my highest good is unfolding. I choose to tap into my inner wisdom. My inner wisdom guides me to my highest good. My third eye sees everything. And the last chakra that we're going to focus is your crown chakra. This is the place where the Bible says they saw tongues of fire came upon them and they spoke in different tongues. This is the chakra that connects you to your highest self, to God, to your spirituality, makes you realize and aware of your oneness with Him. Your spirituality depends on this. This is the place where the Bible says the anointing flows from the top of Aaron's head to his full beard and to his whole body. The spirit that is connected is the spirit of God that rests upon you. We're going to focus on the spirit of God that is going to rest upon our forehead over our crown chakra. There is no sound that we're going to focus on. Just be aware of God pouring His Holy Spirit onto your forehead, to your crown, and pouring the Holy Spirit right from the top of your head to the very sole of your feet. Just feel the anointing coming right from the top of your head to the very sole of your feet. Just pouring out over you. During the Pentecost time, the fire in the form of tongues of fire came and rested upon all the disciples of God. And they spoke in tongues. This is the time we're going to do that. Just see and believe the fire of the Holy Spirit coming on the crown of your head. In this meditation, the dunamis power, meaning the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit, is going to rest upon your forehead, go through all your chakras, and go and connect you to God. So I want you to see the Holy Spirit like a needle coming from heaven above, from God, going to your crown, to your third eye, to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, sacral area, root chakra, going back, connecting to your to you to the earth, and then going the needle and the thread going up again and stitching yourself again to God, connecting the heaven to the earth. And making you one with God. This is going to be a time of oneness. Whatever you desire from God, you're going to draw it from heaven and you're going to manifest it on earth through this meditation right now. So I want you to think of one intention, one prayer. Last time someone did this meditation, the person was praying for a particular kind of a microwave oven. And after the meditation, immediately someone came and gifted it to that person. This is a powerful time right now. I just want you to think of one intention that you need in your life very badly. And I want you to see the Holy Spirit like a needle. And your thread is that intention. Is coming out from heaven, going to your crown chakra, going to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your sacral, to the root. Like fire, and again connecting, getting into the earth, connecting the earth, stitching it to itself to the earth, and then going back and stitching itself back to heaven. Now I want to tell you, your intention is completely has stitched heaven to you and to the earth, and your intention has to manifest as soon as possible. Your prayers have to get answered. Your prayers have to manifest. You are one with God. And as this thing is happening, I want you to just pray in tongues. Shaba raka tele karaba sekete riba rasa tala karashata rakate riba raba shaba raka tara kara sekete ritete. I pray as you pray in tongues. Let angels be released in your life. Let manifestations of the angelic start happening. Let your prayers manifest. Let cloud of witness come and have encounters and visitations in your life. Let you experience dreams and visions. Tonight when you sleep, you will see God speaking to you. You will hear God speaking to you. As all your energy is flowing right now, like a river coming from the throne of God, getting inside of you and going back to Him, you're completely soaked in the presence of God, filled in the presence of God. You will see from today onwards, great manifestations of gold dust, angel feathers, gemstones in your life. Reba karaba shatara. I see angels being released. I see heaven being opened. You are being activated. Your portals are being opened right now. Shaba raba karata sefara. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Just be filled in the presence of God and be aware of this whole meditations in your life. Tonight you're going to see visions and dreams in your house, in your homes. You'll see angelic moving in your houses. So be very tuned and aware of what God is doing in your life. In Jesus' name, God bless you.